I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hopes of freedom were crushed for two evangelists in Ethiopia, according to Open Doors USA. Last month, these believers were imprisoned on false charges, but they recently won their appeal. However, before they could be released, an opposing group accused them of insulting the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. Now, according to Compass Direct News, these charges have shattered the believers' hopes of being released. Ask God to intervene as they face court again. Next, recent flooding in Bangladesh tipped the nation's food status from struggle to crisis. But Roger Thomas of AMG International says they're seeing a remarkable reaction to the gospel. They're providing emergency food and seed, showing Christ's compassion.
The situation in the urban areas may be a little bit different, but you get out in the rural areas and the isolated villages, and they're very open to evangelism.
As AMG staff cares for the flood victims in Bangladesh, ask God to guide them and protect them.
That's the only way we can be successful, is if we work under God's guidance and His direction and provision, and we need much prayer to be able to do that.
And Slavic Gospel Association celebrated 75 years of ministry last month. It also marked the launch of SGA's new project, Campaign 75. The purpose of the campaign is to
send 75 new national church planters to communities that are unreached. This is so important because in many ways, what we call the lands of Russia, that would be the former Soviet Union, these are still some of the most unreached places on the earth.
Campaign 75 is just launched, so a great deal of help is still needed. Visit our website to find out how you can get involved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.